Hi FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Dr. Ron Schleifer, who is an expert in psychological warfare, and we have been speaking to him throughout this conflict, giving amazing insight into what is going on. He joins us this morning. It's really so interesting because since October the 7th, we've seen an incredible amount of denial, and we've had to prove and reprove some of the, not allegations, some of the things that happened. And then last week, here in Johannesburg, two IEDs were found across the road from a Jewish school in Shul near the kosher supermarket. I tweeted about it, and the amount of denial that I received back, I'm not even exaggerating, hundreds of tweets saying, prove it, you Jews are liars, yes, it's like 40 beheaded babies, we don't believe anything. It is a very, very interesting, and I mean, I could share photos. I shared one photo of the bomb squad taking, blowing up this IED, taking it away. But at the same time, the denial was very significant. And if we sing it with that, what about October the 7th? Dr. Ron Schleifer, good morning. Thank you for joining us. Let's just talk about what we are seeing and how it even comes about, given the fact that we live in a context with so much proof.
It's only human that if you've invested so much in adopting a position, and especially if you previously had a different position, and now you naturally would hold on to the current position because we don't like to change our attitudes, and it's not it says something about ourselves that we can be so easily manipulated. So people will stick to their current position at all costs. It's natural, and those who would like us to change our attitudes know that, and this is one of the levers. This is how can people be manipulated. So the first step is to admit that we could be easily manipulated. And then we need to know what are the mechanisms that could be used against us. But normally people would say it can't be. We don't like to, this is why stereotypes are so prevalent in society. And if we counter an information which says otherwise, which is does not fit our perception and our mm-hmm. attitude, so we tend to say, well, this is an exception. Well, this is not, it's not true, especially when people are brought to the situation of psychosis, which is a mass, mass madman perception of some position, in this case anti-Semitism or something else or apartheid or whatever. So we need to stick to our previous position at all costs. So one of the possible mechanisms is denial, and it can't be, it's not true. But you show, I mean, you see, here's a picture. No, still, it's not.
Well, that's what I was going to ask you. You know, at the time, I remember having many discussions with people, including actually with Douglas Murray. And he said, you know, the expectation to show the brutality and the indignity, at the risk of the indignity of the victims, was very, very problematic, because it really was expecting it, it wasn't fair on the families, people were traumatized. Would anything help if they chose, if somebody chooses not to believe something that is very clearly in front of them?
The only way to do it is to constantly bombard the perception of people with conflicting images which do not fit to their stereotype or their position until they will have to face the reality that whatever I believed in so far is not true or is not correct. And but this takes a very long time because the denial is the will to attach to the previous position, the previous attitude is so strong because we don't like to be shaken easily. So you need to bombard your target audience with conflicting information until they will have to come to the position that says, "Well, I have to admit that I was wrong. I didn't know." And then what people come up with the solution said, "Had I known this in advance that this is the situation, I would definitely think the way I'm thinking now." So this is the human mechanism that keeps us sane. And if you want to make people insane, so you bombard them with the counter information until they have no choice and to adopt the new information. Since people will continue to deny, so the only way to do it is start with young children. And then you bombard them with information. And if you're talking to young adults, which are at the rebellious stage with their parents and with the society, so this they will take this attitude, they will adopt this attitude. And this is how you win the sympathy. And then et cetera, et cetera. Every
Age
revolution.
and stage, right, has different strategies.
Yes.
Sorry, at
Yes.
every revolution.
In every revolution, there is the it's the strategy is to target the children and the young adults. And if you continue, if you do it continuously, then you win. Then you win their sympathy, but which is a very long and costly process. And today, if you take wokeism and progressive thinking, it started in the 60s. All right. So then you so we're talking about a 5-decade-long
Battle.
So it's very difficult to remember, but people loved Israel in the 60s,
Amazingly.
and you had to target. It was a targeted effort by the Soviet Union at the time, which invented the PLO, etc., and other revolutionary movements, and supported them, and targeted in the West the younger generation. In France and in Europe, and then in Britain, and then they moved to the States. So now we have Mamdani, right? Or people who's voting for somebody who's saying, "I'm going to kill you." And
But he couldn't be more clear on his views. It's
right.
the only thing I respect about the guy is that he's not pretending.
Yes.
But the fact that he is the leading candidate is says everything that
Yes.
we should worry about. Dr. Ron Schleifer, thank you. As always, that was Dr. Ron Schleifer talking to us about the October 7th denial and how it fits in to the structure and the narrative of the approach.